Do you know there are enormous benefits and blessings for that person who calls out the adhan, for the muadhin, also for the imam, the one who leads the salahs? Listen to these ahadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who calls out the adhan in order to gain thawab, reward, is like a shaheed, a martyr who is covered in blood. And when he dies, there will be no infliction of insects in his body in the grave. Meaning, his body will remain safe from the insects. Another beautiful hadith, the most exalted Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I went into Jannah and I saw domes of pearls. I asked, O Jibra'il alayhi salam, for whom are these domes? He replied, for the imam and the muadhin of your ummah, for the one who leads the salah and the one who calls out the adhan. So don't think of these positions as being insignificant. Look at the rewards that are there for that person who is an imam, for that person who is a muadhin. Another report mentions that everything, including the fish in the rivers, makes dua of forgiveness for the person calling out the adhan. When the muadhin calls out the adhan, the angels also repeat. And when he finishes, the angels, they continue to make dua of forgiveness for him until the day of judgment. The one who dies in that state, that he dies as a muadhin, or being a muadhin, will not be punished in the grave. He will be safe from the agonies of death, the hardness and narrowness of the grave. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.